Tonight on many public television stations, Great Performances presents a new documentary called The Art of Violin. It's also available commercially on DVD. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
According to Ida Hendel, one of the violinists interviewed on the documentary The Art of Violin, I could have been a great violinist. At least, she says that to become a violinist, it's absolutely essential to start when you're a child. I was 5 when I started violin lessons. Unfortunately for my future career, I stopped when I was 6. Yitzhak Perlman talks about how the violin is much harder to master than the piano. A pianist only has to hit the keys to play in tune. A violinist has to worry about where to place the finger, how much pressure to put on it, and on the bow, how much of the bow to use, and how fast to move it. As Perlman and Hendel agree, with all these technical complications, no two violinists make the same sound. Of course, you can also say that about pianists or singers. For me, these technical demands explain why more violinists seem to be virtuosos, athletes of the fiddle, rather than profound and probing musicians who happen to play the violin. Near the end of the documentary, the late Yehudi Menuhin says that as much as he applauds virtuosity, quote, when musicianship doesn't feed virtuosity, virtuosity destroys itself. The film raises a number of engaging musical and historical issues, but the joy of it lies in the remarkable archival footage director Bruno Mont-Saint-Jean has unearthed and assembled. From Hollywood film clips to rare home movies made even before the advent of sound film. We can see legendary performers like Eugène Ysaÿe, who was born in 1838, and hear their recordings on the soundtrack, in some cases frighteningly well synchronized. One moving segment is about young virtuosos whose careers and lives were tragically cut short. There's Joseph Hasid from Poland, who became schizophrenic in his teens and died after being lobotomized at 26. And Michael Rabin, who died at 36 of a drug overdose. He's seen on a clip from the Milton Berle Show in 1951 when he was 15, playing Fritz Kreisler's Tambourin Chinois, mostly with his eyes closed.
Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. This is really one of the great wonders of show business, and I believe that young Michael Rabin has a great future. How about it?
Inevitably, I suppose, the most serious musicians get the shortest shrift. Some outstanding artists were never filmed at all. But there are splendid selections by my favorite living violinist, Ida Hendel, and the great French violinist Jacques Thibault, one of Pablo Casals' favorite partners, With his slicked hair and gigolo mustache, he's not at all what I imagined he'd look like. The most profound 20th century violinist, Joseph Sighetti, is seen only in a minor but characterful little encore piece that still manages to speak. Here's that clip from the 1944 movie Hollywood Canteen. The person making the introduction is Betty Davis.
Mr. Joseph Sighetti.
We are going to play the B by Francois Schubert.
Maybe the most remarkable clip is of the French violinist Ginette Neveu, who was killed in a plane crash in 1949 when she was only 30. In this passage from Chausson's poem, her huge eyes are riveted on the conductor like a lioness about to pounce. I don't think I've ever seen anyone with such an intense expression of concentration. A look that combines loss of self with something like ferocious ecstasy.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed The Art of Violin, airing nationally tonight on many public television stations. It's also available on DVD.